You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In Venezuela, officials confirm a fifth person has died as a result of the ongoing anti-government protests, which have already lasted 2 weeks. James Blears reports more demonstrations are happening today.
The dead include two students and a 13-year-old child. The latest protest flared with the government decision to ban opposition leader Henrique Capriles from public office for 15 years. Opponents of President Nicolas Maduro are demanding that postponed regional elections must be held. President Maduro's vehicle was attacked by protesters as he left a military celebration in the southeastern state of Bolivar. It was pelted with stones and also eggs, an increasingly rare commodity in Venezuela where basic daily necessities are in scarce supply. Venezuela's electoral court has ruled against a referendum on President Maduro's administration, saying there was fraud in the initial voting process. This is denied by the opposition. Once oil-rich Venezuela is economically imploding in a deepening crisis as its infrastructure crumbles. The government claims this is part of a sustained capitalist imperialist conspiracy, while the umbrella opposition coalition, known by its nickname MUD, claims its chronic mismanagement. More street protests are planned for today. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.